President Trump is calling this Wednesday, April 2nd, Liberation Day. It's a day when the president will impose reciprocal tariffs on nearly all of America's trading partners to match the levies that other countries charge on American products. One industry watching closely is the hockey community. Many American hockey players at all levels get their gear from across the border in Canada and have for decades. Graham Rouston owns Rouston Hockey in Brantford, Ontario. He sells more than 100,000 hockey sticks a year in the United States. He said teams or organizations placing bulk orders for name brand sticks such as Christian and Northland are hesitant due to the impending tariffs. Rouston told the AP, quote, "These customers want to know when their orders ship, will they have to pay an additional 25%? And we respond by saying, well, right now we don't know. So they postpone their order or cancel their order because they want to know before they order what the cost is going to be," end quote. Overall, about 40% of Rouston's business is with American customers. In hockey, players wear lots of gear, such as skates, pants known as breezers, shin pads, elbow pads, and chest protectors. It is notoriously expensive. The cost of such gear can be more than $1,000 per player. The AP reports that in North America alone, hockey equipment is a $1.3 billion industry and growing. And it's not just Canada. Mexico has a factory where they make the popular Warrior brand hockey sticks. The former equipment manager for the University of Nebraska Omaha Division I hockey team, Mark Payne, told Straight Arrow News, quote, "It's going to affect the hockey world, including skates such as Bauer. Some custom skates are made in China, and some equipment is made in Japan. It will be interesting to see the pricing," end quote. The CEO of the Sports and Fitness Industry Association says the general feeling about the impending tariffs is uneasiness and confusion.